Hi folks, Ryushikaze once again. It's episode 8 of the Final Fantasy Unlimited commentary tracks. I'm joined again by Force Stealer, Tenyo, and her friend Lindsay, and we're on episode 8, Soil, the Heart of the Magon.
Dun dun dun.
And so if you'll get yourself ready and synced up to the very, very start, 0000 of episode 8, we'll begin in 1, 2, 3, click.
Here we go, Lindsay.
Seriously, watch that sort of, like, look at it. It's, like, all ready to go, and then, boom, it turned into F.
Yeah.
Totally. And I just find it especially ironic because it's F and F.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Spirit Bomb! Sifrit's gone Super Saiyan! Sentai Pose!
But wait, they aren't going to explain how Lou is now their bestest friend after 5 minutes.
Well, it's been 10 minutes now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
right. Makes the difference.
Oh, yeah. Plus, they've been in combat together. The only difference is that it wasn't combat with each other, because as we all know, defeat equals friendship.
Mm-hmm. And that's all, like, we haven't had his whole backstory explained yet. Of course he'll come back.
Yeah.
Kind of like how his fingers are splayed, like, hey, high five.
Hey.
Spinning. Oh.
You know, this kind of makes me think of back in the days of, like, the Sega CD, how they had, like the full motion video games where it was, like, they recorded people and then you would interact with them.
Yeah.
It was always super grainy. I just, like, had a feeling, like, the opening credits made me think of that for some reason.
But it's not full motion video.
But it is super grainy.
I deeply breathe in the rushing wind.
It is that.
But no, I remember several. In fact, I have one of those on the Street Fighter the Movie the Game.
Wait, Street Fighter the Movie the Game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, they made a Street Fighter movie.
Oh, Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
The guy who played,
for some reason,
in Mr. Adams,
they decided to make a game based on a movie that was based on a game.
Yes. Basically Street Fighter 2 Turbo with a reskin. And slightly iffy controls.
I never played it.
Okay. What is up with that pink thing? It's like a giant boil.
On her face, it's a jewel.
Yeah, it's a circlet she's wearing.
Mm.
She's like a mysterious priestess-type lady. I don't know.
She is the goddess Fabula.
Fabula.
And her name is why I now consider this series canon with Final Fantasy 13 and the rest of the Fabula Nova Crystallis series. Because it's funny, damn it.
Hardy har har.
Oh, the subway station's vertical.
Whoa,
that is kind of funny. This is trippy.
Yes, with the endlessly flowing sky sand pits.
It's very Dali.
Oh, yeah.
Salvador Dali.
I like how they don't show them, like, getting off ever. They're just in some weird place.
Well, that would take too much time. Nobody cares about how they get on and off. They just do.
Well,
there's a stairway that leads up to a door. It's literally just, like, the place where they're standing.
Who's a very nice guy?
Kaze.
She has a crush on him.
Wait a minute. Now it's my turn to save you. Oh, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
that's
thinks
cute.
He saved her. He probably did. But she is so totally...
Oh, no!
Crushed on him.
Rather, his gun fought for you.
Yes.
He was just, even when his gun wasn't doing anything, it wasn't like he was like,
he's a servant
shake.
Of the gun. The gun controls him.
Yeah, it's not like he was like, oh no, Lou, my new best friend.
It's not
yeah.
like he gave a crap. It's just that the gun was like, okay, use me. He's like, alright.
Alright,
I like blowing stuff up.
Here's the, yes.
What?
Oh, the Marlboro!
Ew.
Yes, this is, yeah.
Wow.
This is the gluttonous asshole kid.
And he's always eating. He sits in a chair and he eats. He's never done anything else.
What?
And then there's no face from,
Spirited Away.
Spirited Away. I mean, it's not really, but, you know, it looks like him.
Chew with your mouth closed. Very deep voice.
Oh.
Here's Akio from Utna in fishman form.
His forms?
Ah, there you go.
No. If you've never seen Utna, don't...
What the hell is this?
This is the water elemental fork boss.
But he's got a lowrider?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Nice.
Oh, my brain.
Rider, lowrider.
Also, now he's being all manners, like wiping his mouth, slash nose.
Damn it.
Okay, so are those eyes or nipples? Eyes?
Yeah, on his chest.
Okay. Oh, you say stuff like that, that means you're going to be the next incompetent one.
I like how Final Fantasy Unlimited's mini Golbez, instead of having four elemental fiends, his four fiends are water, fungus, plant, and creepy.
Creepy?
Also technically mist as his dragon.
Great. It's Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you say that as if... Come on, Lindsay, is there a dragon in every single one? Because
Bahamut?
I mean specifically dragon in the sense of the more powerful than the final boss, but working for the final boss sense. Because the swordsman of the mist there, he is definitely the strongest of the five. And he has his own reasons for working with them at the moment.
Oh.
Oh, snap, you just got served.
I like his Hannibal-esque mask.
I know, right?
Or his face, right? I feel like he's my favorite now.
It's very, I don't know, I feel like it's very, like, cliche anime to have, like, a mask like that.
Oh, I'm sure. But, you know, he's got those pretty great eyes. Uh-huh. So, wonder, will he be the one the kid eats too much? Never lets him eat anything. He'll be like, I will betray you.
That's why he's so skinny.
eat a hamburger, bitch.
His mouth. That's his mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What a creepy thing. Pissed. He's pissed.
Pissed.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
What are you without your gun now? You said that's no face, right?
Well, I like to pretend it is.
Well, everyone's like Spirited Away, no face. That's some sort of thing. Yeah. I'm making the connection slowly.
Very slowly.
Yes.
That's okay, Lindsay.
Soil and green is people! It's people!
Really, it comes from the sky? It's not normal.
She's sniffing.
She just makes noises when
she
sniffs.
She'll finally be useful now. And everything else she's
I'll
done.
I believe it when I see it. Maybe she'll die again and come back.
And come back in 5 seconds.
I think maybe you're a lion. Badoonch.
At least she's not a cat girl. That's all I have to say.
Well, she kept calling for him, and now he's here. Now she's freaking.
I actually kind of saw that coming when that thing, when that, like, sand came down behind her. I was like, wouldn't that be funny if he just popped out in there?
Oh, yeah. Totally normal reaction. He's so going to be into it. Marking her under his book as stalker.
They think this lady has a connection to Fabula with that hair.
It's very possible. very possible.
Oh,
that's nice. Way of saying yes. Boy, they almost got killed.
Oh,
he's got two guns. One that actually like works.
Yeah, he's got a standard sidearm and his Deus Ex Machina. Why is his gun so huge right there? Sorry, I just noticed that.
She did Grift? Just touch him. It's been a long time.
Well, that's one explanation for why the character models are so terrible. Oh, God, Lisa's character model right now is painful to look at. But, yeah, so the character models are completely inconsistent throughout the entire series.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to wait.
I approve of Kaze right here. Shoot them in the middle of their speech.
I agree. Round of applause.
You caught him monologuing again. Just shoot him in the face. Look at her boobs. They're weird. Learn how to draw her. It's moved.
It has moved.
Fuma Shuriken, spin! Doesn't do anything. It just spins! When actually this ability would be more than enough to kill a lot of people.
Have you noticed? Various properties. Oh. Okay. So, what does this Lisa chick do? Because apparently she set fire to the rain, but
she does like magical stuff.
Yeah. She is a martial artist with ki powers, but she is also an avowed pacifist, so will do... Literally, her last name, though it is a pseudonym, is Pacifist. So she will actually try to avoid fighting if she can help it.
So that's why we need Mr.
Shooty
Silent
guy.
And...
Wait...
Oh!
The dude totally just snatched his gun!
What the hell? His hand is ginorm.
He just has a really bad perspective.
Whoa.
Well, maybe he wants you to take it from him. Maybe it's been
right, I'm just gonna take three bullets and punch them at you.
Yes, you have. Oh,
I
no,
can,
it's all normal.
I can masturbate for the first time in years!
Sand gum.
I like how the gun is suddenly
pink. Oh, look at those
now.
Shoes. It's pointy / square toe. Bitch is looking foxy.
I believe the... Because
anyone who would warn me would be there.
I believe the text on his gun reads, this end dangerous, do not point at face.
For serious?
No, I'm making that up entirely.
Okay.
That poor thing. Like, you ripping that... The...
Yeah, why do they put tape on the poor damn thing?
Because it keeps eating things otherwise.
Yeah.
Oh, the dental burn. I want one.
It is basically a bag of devouring that spits things up from time to time.
Okay, I'm going to take it back. Like in Harry Potter, the monster book. That's what that reminds me
of. Oh, yeah. The Monster Book of Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Just what this show needed, another animation sequence to get through.
Hey, another stock animation sequence? This show was made of them!
I'm so... some raunchy breath.
Woof woof da!
Woof woof da.
Woof woof da.
Alright, wow. There we go. Smelly air.
Classy!
Wait, is this the actual episode where we get to meet? I think it might be, yes.
I still want to know why his mouth is like on the back of his head.
Because he's a strange fish monster.
It's because they've only known her for 15 minutes.
I like how he is when he has it, it's pink.
Well, of course.
It's got a match.
Yellow.
And compliment his outfit.
It has to be aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
The gun is nose fashion.
I want a Kaze to pop out like that. Why can't he ever have any funny moments? He's always so, like, serious.
He's actually lost his comic sense. That's what he's on a quest for. It's to find his funny bone.
When he finds his other lens, he's gonna get his sense of humor back.
Yes, he will start cracking wise constantly. Yes.
I found it pretty quick. How many mirrors are in there?
Probably a lot.
Not yours.
She's finally gonna do something. Maybe not! I spoke too soon.
Pink Cyclone.
I found your weakness. It is your long animation sequences. Yeah.
Choco kick and you missed.
All of our other enemies have waited patiently for your abilities to activate. Yeah.
Don't step on the chocobo.
Blorb. No.
No, that's gonna have to be Mr. Cuffy.
Try Play-Doh.
Why are you always doing this?
Why would you suffocate?
Famous last words. I'm just gonna shoot at that reflective lens and bounce back at him.
I'm saying that he's a pussy.
Yes, trick him into wishing you were a genie.
Itty bitty living space.
How'd you get the bullet casings?
Well, the soil, doesn't it, like, create it? The gum? Soil gum? But marvelous orange.
I wanted to see him pack the mag on, like, a musket.
Vaguely dirty. Desire of an endless quest. Manic purple.
Maniac purple.
Ultra-shocking pink.
Pink shocker? Is that basically what he's loading in there? Oh my god.
I don't know. Who is he summoning? I guess we'll find out.
It's gonna be those chocobos from the end credits.
Hell yeah!
I hope it's chocobo stampede.
Fat chocobo. No!
Oh yeah.
I wanna see...
Right as Kaze planned.
Is it Bahamut?
It is Bahamut.
It's a Bahamut. This is your dragon, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Here's the thing. That is exactly as Kaze planned.
Sweet.
Why? Because Kaze is like this with Bahamut. They are best buddies.
Yay. Oh. So, like, how did both all the summons there are, how did Kaze know that the dude would summon the Bahamut?
Well, I guess because he knew where all the soil was around.
None other may fire it. Snap.
It's mostly because he knew, one, that the guy would had the pride and the ego to show him the ultimate summit, to show that he could do it. And two, Kaze has it in with a gun.
So he told the gun to summon Bahamut, even if the guy had picked the wrong soil?
And by the way, why was the other dude able to use the gun when it, like, hadn't moved or whatever? Just because he never used it from when it thawed the first time?
It was all just a research expedition. I didn't expect to win.
It was something of a ruse.
They're like, what? Because you guys don't slum it?
They don't take public transit. That would be far too gauche for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they drive themselves everywhere.
In their lowriders.
Yep.
And they're flying mushroom airships.
Oh, Mecha will be mine. Oh.
Yep. Told you. The villains are on the fetch quest.
Yeah. So dramatic for him to be all like Omega at the end.
I want it! I want it! I want it! I want it!
And a Pop-Tart.
Well, who doesn't want a Pop-Tart? But
he wants all the Pop-Tarts. And I think he's had a lot of them already. Tubby kid is tubby.
So I'm assuming he's also bulimic because he's like normal size.
No, we've only seen his top half. So you see, did you see those outside shots? The rest of him is basically the underneath the vet Sky Town.
Like, you mean?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up at this point.
Okay, I don't get what you're talking about.
I was implying that the landmass that the city was resting upon in the sky was actually his lower body.
Oh! Awkward.
That would be a lot of food.
He's a fatty. Fatty, fatty, McFat, fat. Matryoshka bow!
Oh, the little babies. Little baby chocobos.
Chocobos.
Choco, 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 chocobo. Chocobo.
I always like how this one jumps at the end. Here it comes.
Well, how else is it going to bring down the ending?
Super Mario, it boom.
Yeah.
Prophecies.
Actually, I probably could translate the bit of on his gun with the little bits of their con language that they've given us if I had the arse to do it. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like it.
Oh no, not your best friend Lou. Sad face.
I wish you wouldn't say that. It's not unlimited.
It's not really. Guidance.
Why don't you just tell us the whole show right now?
Yeah. Why waste it? Damn. How does it end?
Kaze shoots it, it explodes. are recording, and once more, I am known as the Almighty. No. Man, you know you've been listening to a podcast so much when the traditional introduction is the first thing that pops into your head when you say something that resembles it. If you ever listen, the Greatest Movie Ever podcast, it's hilarious.
No, I'll have to check it out sometime.
Yeah, it's a bunch of movies. Some of them are downright terrible movies, but on their podcast, every movie is the greatest movie ever. With a certain condition.
Gush about it.
Well, not necessarily gush about it, but the thing is, just like, this is undeniably the greatest movie ever from 1984 with a, you know, Italian, you know, director and Swedish actors on a Japanese set, you know? But no, it's you know, it really is just, instead of it actually being the greatest movie ever, it's just sort of they're not going to try and find the greatest movie ever, they're going to treat each one as it comes, sort of thing.
Oh, I thought maybe it was going to be ironic and be like, they watch really terrible movies and explain why it is the greatest movie ever.
There is some of that.
Pumpkin with Christina Ricci. I don't think I've ever seen a worse one. The car explodes midair. And she practically rapes that poor mentally special boy.
That is a hilarious dark comedy. But you have to understand that it is a dark comedy.
Oh, most very definitely. Dark. I don't think my mother's ever walked out of a movie before, and that would be it. So I kept watching, because I have to say I did enjoy him sobbing and crying and driving and then driving off the cliff and exploding, and then he's just bandaged up in the hospital afterwards. Yeah. I was like, I wish that would happen to me.
That was right in the middle of Christina Ricci's dark comedy period, so I was not surprised when I heard about it. Because the way I heard about it was a couple of friends of mine who do a podcast, and they did a review on it, like, oh, I've got to see this. But in any case, let's get started.
Okay.